campaign has been launched calling for an end to non-disclosure agreements used by churches and Christian organisations. Hashtag NDAfree has been set up by Christians, ministers, workers and the survivors of abuse to object to NDAs that have been misused to conceal abuse and preserve secrets. Lee Fernie, one of the organisers of Hashtag NDAfree, tells Premier Chantal Edmonds about the campaign.
So the campaign's got two angles to it. One is raising awareness, so we're anonymously telling people's stories so that people are encouraged to know they're not the only one that have been imprisoned under NDAs. And then the second thing is also to provide some resources, one for people to explore ways of getting out of the NDAs, but also, and widely speaking, for the worldwide church to have a discussion about whether we should be using these things at all. So there's some discussion questions for churches and Christian organisations, and there's some letters to sign to your various church or organisation to start that discussion.
And historically, how widespread has been the use of NDAs by Christian organisations and by churches?
We just want to do the history on that. So these are agreements that have crept in, first of all, came into the sort of tech industry some decades ago, and they just seem to have grown and grown into the church bit by bit. No one's quite sure how many we used at what time, but what we do know is now they are very common indeed.
And how long do you think it will take to realise if people aren't getting these agreements and if organisations are taking it on board, or just sort of saying they will and then perhaps in reality that they don't follow through with it?
Well, obviously, it's a messy picture and it's a global picture, so it's not going to be perfect. What we are starting to see already is we're getting emails through our contact form from the website saying that senior management in some large Christian organisations are now putting that on the table to discuss. Obviously, that takes time to do. We want really a warm conversation. This is not a sort of oppositional thing at this stage. We just want people to have a healthy conversation about what they should be doing and then to sign up for the pledge. And we've encouraged people to make that pledge signing public so everybody can see what a church or organisation's policy is. And then if people aren't following through with what they say, we anticipate there'll be some whistleblowers who say, listen, they're saying one thing here but doing one thing over there.
And what kind of damage have NDAs caused in the past? What kind of stories have you heard from people who have been affected by them?
Yes, there's been widespread damage. One of the things, especially if you're an abuse victim and you've been put under an NDA, being able to tell your story is one of the most healing things that you can do, and to be prevented from doing that. Under the terms of NDAs, abuse victims quite often aren't even able to legally tell their Christian therapist about their struggles and about what's happened. And so can you imagine they've cut off from even that form of support, but also more widely as well, whether they're used for settlement agreements. It's incredibly distressing for people. People find a great mental strain by not being able to speak about these things or be able to complain about these things. They sign these things when they're under some distress in the first place, and that distress is compounded by the NDA once they start to try to make a recovery.
And finally, as Christians, how can we best pray for your campaign?
Yes, it's been asked what would be a success for the campaign. I think from our point of view, is if one person is helped by this, we'd rejoice. But it would be good if there was a wider discussion. As I say, look, we're not experts in this. We don't think we've formed the perfect campaign, but we do hope that it will start a healthy discussion in the worldwide church, and churches and organizations will start thinking about this carefully and will start to publish clearly what their stance is on that. And we hope that through that we'll be able to create healthier cultures under God's grace.
That's Lee Fernie there, one of the organisers of Hashtag NDAfree. Now, the website to find out more about the campaign and to lend your support is ndafree.org, ndafree.org. Great.